All right. Welcome to EQ 101. This is Dr. Jason. I'm everybody's favorite chiro. More importantly, we're here to align spines and minds to get you dialed in. We've got tips, tricks, and mindset hacks to help you get where you're going. So here's what we're going to talk about today. EQ 101 is to level up your emotions. So if you know that emotions are important, your IQ is great, how much you can read, what kind of grades you have, what's going on in your life is massively important. How you respond to it is your emotional intelligence. So today on EQ 101, we're going to discuss a topic that I think you're going to love, that balance, this thing that everybody is craving. We're going to talk about how balance is a myth. You don't want balance. You definitely don't want balance in your life. You see, balance is that everything's in harmony. And that's just not how it goes. You see, many times what happens is we've got this ideal of how we want life to be. We want to wake up at, let's call it 7 a.m. We want to be in bed by, let's call it 9 p.m. We want to eat healthy all of the time, everything. We just want to eat perfectly. We want to make sure that our business is on point and everything's running smoothly. And you want to be there with your family all the time. You want to make every game, every practice, every date night. You want to do all of this. And that's all very beautiful, these ideals. But the challenge we have with that is that those are ideals. They're not actually real. And so what happens is, if you live your life thinking that, hey, I want to have balance because, you know, I see that that is the thing to have and that would be like the perfect life, you're living in an ideal, not in reality. And when you live in an ideal and not reality, what happens is reality, the real world, will basically slap you and knock you around to teach you the true essence of life, which is what I call balancing. So check this out. I'm the first one to admit that I eat well 80% of the time. 20% of the time, you know what? I eat what I want. So with diet, we're gonna do 80-20. You've gotta live life. You've gotta do what you wanna do. You can't do everything perfect. And the more you think about that, let's go back to that for a second. The more you want to live in an ideal, this is not equal happiness. Ideal is actually going to equal this. Look, you're going to equal frustration. Because when you live in an ideal, what happens is you're trying to live up to false standards, false realities, things that don't actually exist. And so what happens is you're going to frustrate, you're going to get upset, you're gonna get angry, you're gonna grow resentful, and the worst part about all this is you're gonna get all of those things with yourself, with you. So what you've gotta do is you've gotta embrace this idea that some of the time you're gonna do well, so some of the time is gonna be good, and some of the time is gonna be, let's call it, not good. So we've got this idea, follow me, of balancing. And what balancing is acknowledging that there's a flow. You gotta ride the wave a little bit. So with diet, what I'm gonna do is 80-20 like we talked about. So diet is gonna be 80-20. Now myself, when it comes to rest and sleep, I'm good with 5 hours. We all know that the body needs more than 5 hours at times. That's huge. So I'm gonna have days where I do 8 hours, usually not more than that, but most of my sleep is 5, maybe 6 hours. So I'm gonna do some here at 8 hours and most at 5 to 6. Now what about exercise? Look, I used to have a time in my life with exercise where I would take 3 to 4 hours, 3 to 4 times a week, and work out. The only problem with that was that affected my business. It affected other aspects of my life because I put so much time into that. So sometimes we call it grind time. and we put in work. I don't work out much in a week. It can happen. And so that's where I got into calisthenics, which is body weight exercises, because I refuse to let an ideal of 3 to 4 hours, three times a week, and the idea that I've got to have perfect balance get to me. I said, you know what? I'm going to stay healthy. This week I'm not working out. Next week I'm going to do a lot. This week alone doesn't determine whether I'm healthy or not. I'm a little out of shape this week. I'll be more in shape next week. Similarly, just because I don't have several hours to go work out this week, I can get on the floor and do push-ups, call out a number, 100 push-ups today, done. Call out a number, 500 sit-ups, done. V-ups, whatever it is you're doing, walkouts, bear crawls, pull-ups, I'm gonna do those today. So you've gotta have the emotional intelligence to understand that balancing, I'm gonna write it over here again, balancing is so much more important than this thing called balance. Because balance is a myth. It is not what you want. Now, when it comes to mindset, many times people say, oh, Dr. Jason, you're so happy all the time. You know what I am? I'm happy because I stay in gratitude. But you don't have to be happy all the time. There are many times that I get sad, I get discouraged, I get down, I get frustrated, I get upset. What I do is I choose to execute balancing. Balance would be like, no, I just want to be happy all the time because that's the idealistic thing to do. But the truth is, you're going to get upset, sad, and angry. What I do is I choose to balance, to be fluid. And anytime I feel myself sad or upset or angry, I ask myself, what's the other side of that? And anytime I get super happy and elated and high, I go, wait a minute, who am I forgetting? What am I forgetting to do right now? So balancing is in motion. And balance is static. I want you to think of this. Any area of your life that you're technically struggling with right now, if you have an area that you're struggling with to maintain balance, your relationship, you're trying and you want to give everything you can, you've got to understand that life goes in ups and downs. Life is cyclical. The market is cyclical. Relationships are cyclical. There are going to be times that you love your partner, your wife, your husband, you just want to be around them. There's going to be times that you don't. Look, there's times when my wife's like, hey, give me some space a little bit. You know, you go off and do your thing, go to the office and work. Okay, cool. That's what I got to do. And there's other times where all she wants is to be around me. So balancing is a more fluid approach to managing your health, your life, your money. Money's an important topic. There are times where in a business you run a high profit. There are times where you go down and your profit is nil. There are times where your expenditures are higher than your income. But see, in business, if you look at the big picture and you ride the wave, you understand that a part of business is having expenses. Look, I couldn't put this video together if I didn't have a team to help me to do it. So balancing is more fluid, and balance is a myth. And if you try to live in that myth, you're gonna basically fall, you're gonna collapse, and it's not gonna work. So look at your life in balancing. If you want to have a high EQ, you want to get from where you are to where you're going in your health, your wealth, your relationships, any area, balance and be fluid. Accept that it might be down today. It's going to be up tomorrow. And as always, wishing you more ups than downs. I'm Dr. Jason. Thank you for tuning in to EQ.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.